Welcome to Shomar Shalom and Dav, Shir Sponsor, Luyunish Masarim, Be'akav Shalom, Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding Yevom Mestaf Ayim. The Gemara in Amud Aleph concludes Perek Shvi with a great paradox that comes out from the halachas of the children of a Almono Grusha. Because we know Almono Grusha goes based on who her husband is. Even if she's a Bas Koyen, if she married a Yisrael, she now cannot eat Truma. And if she's a Bas Yisrael and she married a Kohen, then she could eat Truma. But if the husband dies or divorces her, so then it depends. If she has children from him, Zera, either a son, a grandson, anything that came out from that marriage, so then she continues to be the same state she was during the lifetime or during her marriage to her husband. If he was a Yisrael, she's not going to eat Truma. If he's a Kohen, she will eat Truma. But if Zera ain't law, if she has no children, so then she goes back to her original state. If she's a Bas Koyen, she'll eat Truma. If she's a Bas Yisrael, she'll stop from eating Truma. Her status is being based on her children. And regardless what children they are, they could be a Zera Apostle or the most Miyuchasnik Zera. If she has a Zera, she belongs to where she was with her husband. If she doesn't, she goes back to her parents' home. And this is what the Gemara concludes and says. If it will be a Bas Yisrael that married a Kohen, and she has a grandchild who is a mamzer, she will eat Truma because she has a child who connects her to her husband. And if she's a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, and she has a grandchild who is a Kohen Gadol, she will not eat Truma because she has a Zera from the marriage to Yisrael. That's what the Gemara tells us, that the expression is Hareini Kaparas Ben Biti Kuzo. Kuzo means a small pitcher, which refers to a mamzer. Shema Achileini Bitrumo, he's going to feed me Trumo. Veini Kaparas Ben Biti Kado. Not Kaparo from a grandchild is a Kado, a bigger pitcher, a bigger jug, a barrel, who refers to the Kohen Gadol. Shepuslani Mina Trumo, he causes me to be possible from Trumo. Meaning, the great paradox, the great question is, how can it be that on one hand a mamzer will cause his grandmother to eat Truma? On the other hand, a Kohen Gadol will cause his grandmother not to eat Truma. How do we explain this? What's the understanding behind it? That on one hand, a grandchild will feed his mother Truma, on the other hand, he won't, regardless of the status of the grandchild. But seemingly, the pshat in this idea of the Torah comes from a very simple concept. In Parshas Bereishis, when it says that Akadosh Baruch Hu created Chava, and he brought her to be a wife to Adam, and the Torah says, Al Kain, Ya'azoiv Ish is obvious imoy, one will leave the house of his father and mother, Vedovak Beishtoi, he will stick with his wife, Vehoyu Lebosar Echod. They'll become one flesh, they'll become one, the husband and the wife. Says Rashi in the spot, what does it mean, Lebosar Echod? Havlad Noitzal De Shneem. Visham ne'eso besorim echot. The child that's born from a father and mother, that makes them into besorim echot. That makes them into one. Rashi seems to say, not only that technically when you have a child, so you have your partnership of a father and a mother in this child. But the pshat is when you have a child, you have over here something that makes the marriage, institutes the marriage into one besor, into one person. We have over here the marriage continuing on. It's not just an individual, a man who married a woman, and they're living together. But they're creating here one bais. The bais is coming through the basar echod of the flat. And if so, this can explain to us very well the concept that the Gemara tells us over here. Avade, the child, the grandchildren, do not feed the mother, the grandmother, with Truma, or do not disqualify her from Truma. The one who feeds her, disqualifies her, is her husband. If she's married to a Kohen, she eats Truma. If she's married to a Yisrael, she doesn't eat Truma. But once the Kohen and Yisrael die or divorce her, so now what continues the marriage? What continues this bais, this basar echad with his husband? If she has a child from him, so then the bais continues, even after death, even after divorce. Because ayul basar echad is bavlat. There's a hemshech through the child. The child just demonstrates that there is a bias over here. It's not that the child is feeding the mother or the grandmother. The child just makes her a bias. So you may, regardless who the child is, if he's a mamzer or he's a Kohen Gadol. He continues the previous bias. If she's married to Yisrael and she has a child who is even a Kohen Gadol, she's considered still in the bias of Yisrael and she doesn't need Truma. If she's married to a Kohen and she has a child who is a Mamzer, she's considered to be still married to the Kohen, still in the bias of a Kohen, and therefore she eats Trumo. This seems to be the explanation and the answer to this great paradox that the Gemara points out here in the end of the parak. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.